Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Mr. Number 971. Counsels on Soul Winning, Audio. Every person to be active in soul winning, everyone who believes in Christ as a personal Savior, is under bonds to God to be pure and holy, to be a spiritual worker seeking to save the lost, whether they are great or small, rich or poor, bond or free. The greatest work upon earth is to seek and to save those who are lost, those for whom Christ has paid the infinite price of His own blood. Everyone is to do active service, and if anyone who has been blessed with light does not diffuse light to others, he will lose the rich grace which has been bestowed upon him, because he neglects a sacred duty plainly marked out in the Word of God. As his light diminishes, his own soul is brought into peril, and the ones to whom he should have been a shining light miss the labor that God intended that they should have through the human instrument. Thus the sheep unsought is not brought back to the fold. God depends upon you, the human agent, to fulfill your duty to the best of your ability, and He Himself will give the increase. If human agents would but cooperate with the divine intelligences, thousands of souls would be rescued. The Holy Spirit would give devoted workers glimpses of Jesus that would brace them for every conflict, that would elevate and strengthen them and make them more than conquerors. When two or three are met together to unite their counsel and to send up their petitions, the promise is for them. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11 verse 9. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Verse 13. The Lord has promised that where two or three are met together in His name, there will He be in the midst. Those who meet together for prayer will receive an unction from the Holy One. There is great need of secret prayer, but there is also need of several Christians meeting together to unite with earnestness their petitions to God. In these small companies Jesus is present, and the love of souls is deepened in the heart, and the Spirit puts forth His mighty energies, that human agents may be exercised in regard to saving those who are lost. Jesus ever sought to show how worthless were formal ceremonies, and strove to impress upon His disciples that the Holy Spirit must enlighten, renew, and sanctify the soul. Small groups to unite in prayer for souls. We are laborers together with God. Spiritual workers are needed not only to labor in the pulpit but to do personal work among the people. Too much time is devoted to the churches and preaching. This is not attended with the best results. The work of the Lord's ambassadors is to organize companies of workers to hunt for the souls who need help. Hours are spent in preaching that might better be devoted to house-to-house labor. In the Spirit of Christ, with a heart all aglow with His love, seek to win the hearts of those in the families you visit. Give faithful admonitions and instruction from the Word of God. There are appropriate and applicable lessons from the Scripture that need to be presented in the Spirit of Christ and in love for the souls for whom He has died. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. But there are many who have had no personal labor. Words of kindly instruction have not been spoken to them. It is time that unselfish, consecrated workers entered families who have accepted the truth but who have not worked for its advancement. It is time that our preaching brethren minister not only to the congregation but to families. Power to be obtained through prayer. My mind has been dwelling upon the subject of prayer. Little groups should gather and seek the Lord earnestly. We are, as a people, sadly neglecting this means of grace. Christ declares, and the words were spoken after His resurrection, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And because of this power, He adds the great gospel commission. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20.